just to confirm, members, the quorum numbers for the cabinet is four. As there are four of us present, we are still quorum. So, Councillor Hunter, I'll pass on to you for item 12.
Thank you, Chairman. As you stated, we're not making any decisions, but just literally looking at the paper in general. I think a couple of things I will say to the body of the report is on page 112, 4.2, where we're actually looking at the actual lift as being an integral part of making the building work. Something that was highlighted a long period of time ago, in fact, by Hitching Town Hall Limited, and the more it's been looked at, it is something, a platform lift would actually help the building work, whether or not we have the space of 14 and 50. So within this report, you'll note that it's been suggested, and I'm looking for endorsement from the Cabinet, that we actually do pursue, as suggested in 10.3, of actually, as it can be done under the normal financial regulations, of actually endorsing the idea, following this through and actually putting it into practice. As we're not looking at the recommendations, I'd probably be saying generally that I think we ought to be looking at amendments to one or two of the recommendations as to timelines, etc. But that's something I'll bring up in the pink papers, and then when we come back to the main body of the report. I don't know whether Mr. Scholes would like to add anything concerning the 16 months of negotiations and the 3+ months that are Mr. Fergus has worked on our behalf, the Local Government Association, but I think that crops up in the next papers, but you may like to add.
Mr. Scholes, do you wish to?
Thank you, Chairman. David Scholes, Chief Executive. Just a couple of very brief points to add in terms of an introduction to this report, and the same points refer also to the Part 2 item. It effectively updates Cabinet on the current position. It confirms the Council's preferred approach and the approach that it's had for some while in terms of trying to seek a negotiated settlement, albeit with the passage of time, the passage of a reasonably considerable amount of time, it has been necessary to bring this report back to you this evening. The report outlines the options and seeks Cabinet's agreement on those. In terms of the options, they would include, and is referenced in section 4.1, the fact that there has been a full options appraisal around the use of the building without 14 and 15 Grand Street. 4.2 references the potential, irrespective of the outcome of any negotiations, to put an additional lift in the town hall side of the building. And 8.3 in the report references the potential for the council to pursue compulsory purchase powers to seek to acquire 14 and 15 Brand Street. Thank you, Chairman.
Councillor Hunter?
Nothing further to add at this point.
Before we move away from agenda item 12, members, do either of you have comments or questions you wish to ask? Yes, Councillor Levitt.
Yeah, just for clarification, really, in my amount of paperwork I have on this Hitching Town Hall and everything, which now fills a whole drawer of my filing cabinet, I seem to remember when we were told, when we did some of the original plans, that the lift we now talked about in 4.2 was included in the listing building consent as part of the planning permission. And I believe there may even have been some structural work done during the refurbishment. Am I correct in that assumption?
Yes.
Yes, it was included in the listed building consent, and that's the most important aspect of that, and referenced in the planning applications.
Thank you.
Councillor Barnard.
Yes, thank you. Just a question, and I may have missed it. 2.3 of the recommendation, are you putting an end date onto this at all?
I think when we come back from the part two item, after you have seen the content of the part two item, I think that might be highly likely, yes.
Thank you.
Right, in that case then, members, as we are holding over those recommendations until we go to part two, can I now move us to agenda item 13 on the list, which is the exclusion of the press and public. Members, are you all in favour of passing the resolution?
Agreed.
That is passed. Thank you.